Like a Virgin.
With Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yes, 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 we've been looking forward to this one for a minute now. It has been sitting and stewing in our little Like a Virgin vault for a little second. So excited to finally get to hear his debut in the Like a Virgin studio. Malcolm Todd, how are you?
Hello, how's it going?
Dude, it's so good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just having a blast, living the dream. What are you guys doing?
Literally same. Living the dream and so excited to be speaking with you this morning. You're back home now, but you were just here in Australia in February playing Laneway Festival and some headline shows, and you came through Triple J. How the hell was everything?
It was amazing. I just loved the energy, and, you know, the crowds were so cheery and just responsive, and it's all I could ever ask for. So, like, just from a playing concerts standpoint, it was 10 out of 10, and you know, obviously such a cool part of the world to travel for the first time and do it with my friends. So yeah.
Well, I like that you're, you know, up there on stage, but I'm seeing a bit of you enjoying the shows from the crowd as well, specifically at Coachella, where you performed just recently. But also there's this video doing the rounds in the pit for Turnstile, trying to return someone's phone.
Yep, yep. You know, I always say this, but you gotta, you know, lift everyone up. So it's the there was a lost phone, and I found it. So I was the one to be asking, you know, whose is this? I just didn't want someone to lose their phone, and I definitely got some. I got flamed by a few people in my life.
Flamed for
just
what?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Being nice, being chill.
I mean, no, I know. I just look so goofy out there, and, like, I don't know. Just, like, I feel like if you know me, you're like, are you joking? Like, just because it also it's like. This type of stuff just pops up on people's phones and they're like, what is my guy doing right now?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know he was. And then, so, you know, it just, you get some funny texts, but at the end of the day, someone loses their phone. Doesn't matter if you look kind of funny. You want to return it. Do something good for the world.
100%. I hope the person got their phone back. Imagine them seeing the video of you trying to find it. What a story that they now have forever. Are you a massive, like, phone loser or loser of things?
Yes, I'm a professional loser of things. I've gotten better as I've grown up, and, like, you just have to learn, like, you just have to lose enough things to learn how to not lose them.
So true.
What are your big ticket items? I'm famously always losing my drink bottle.
Dude, oh yeah, I mean, I lose, like, that's, like, for sure. It's more like the macro things I don't want to lose, like phones or wallets.
So
and
true.
Stuff like that. Keys I'm always losing. But this is all, I've grown out of it a little bit, knock on wood, but yeah, sometimes I'm thinking about too many different things, or I'm just not thinking about enough.
Well, it's nice to be in the company of losers. I think I'm on my 10th set of headphones, like wireless headphones, truly. Every time I Bluetooth connect, they're like, here's your 10th set, girly.
Yeah, yeah.
It is Conchetta and Luca with you, and Malcolm Todd joins us for Like a Virgin, and we need to talk about the elephant in the room that you announced your second album this week. It's called Do That Again, and it's coming out June 5th, and this is so exciting. Like, all I would see and hear about is fans just begging, pleading, wishing, wanting this album, and now it's been announced. With it just coming out over a month away, what can you, I don't know, like, what little crumbs can you give us, Malcolm, about the album?
There's not too many crumbs. It's 13 songs, and I made more than 13 to get there, and so there'll probably be some bonus tracks left and that I might have to put out later in the year. Mm-hmm. But for now, it's just the 13, and I'm really proud of it, and I'm proud that I was authentic in making this album, and I think that's the challenge. The more opinions that get involved, the harder it is to kind of stay true to yourself. And I stayed true to myself and made the song that I was supposed to make every single day. That'll be what it is, and yeah. I can't no regrets there. Just be a good person and make some music, you know?
Dude, sick. And I think that's reflected in the title of the album as well. First album, self-titled, Malcolm Todd. I kind of think that almost all albums should be self-titled. And then for this one, you've gone for Do That Again, which is just like, yeah, a bit more Malcolm Todd, actually.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I really like the album title, and I feel like it means so many different things to so many people, and I want it to mean whatever it's supposed to mean for them. And yeah, it's cute. It's a cute name.
Well, I think we might be about to hear a track from it right now. Malcolm Todd, what original are we about to hear from the Like a Virgin studio?
I will be playing I Saw Your Face.
Amazing. It just dropped this time last week. Cannot wait for this. Malcolm Todd in the Like a Virgin studio with his original I Saw Your Face. Let's get into it.
Life's not a movie, I'm not a movie star. It's still new to me, not knowing where you are. I run and run a lonely road. It's at the end where I was told. It's hard to understand, it's harder to let go. Missing all my plans, but you wouldn't know. If I could wish for anything, it would all come back around. 'Cause if all you were next to me, I'd live without a frown. I saw your face while I was out. I turned around, I looked away. I would say I'd fumble all over my words. You hate me now, but I loved you first. I love you more than you will know. For that reason, I let you go. 'Cause I'm not the man you dream about. I saw your face while I was out. I turned around, I looked away. I didn't know what I would say. I'd fumble all over my words. You hate me now, I love you first. I love you more than you will know. So I let you go, just go there. You're going. If I could wish for anything, it would all come back around. 'Cause if all you were next to me, I'd live without a frown. I turned around, I looked away. I didn't know what I said. I fumble all over my words. You hate me now, but I love you first. I love you more than you will know. For that reason, I let you go. So just go with it. You're going.
Come on, yes. That was Malcolm Todd in the Like a Virgin studio with his original song, I Saw Your Face. And Malcolm, it was so dreamy and so romantic. It was so, so good. I love the little knowing look at the end with your band. It was very cute. How are you feeling?
Feel good, you know. I love playing music with my friends. So, you know, another opportunity to do that is awesome. And it was cool to kind of do a different type of version, no pun intended, like for that song. You know, it was cool to reimagine it a bit and, you know, bring it over to Australia. And yeah, it was nice.
Dude, thanks for giving it to us. So yeah, just came out last week. I love the video as well. Set at the Strong Boys Club, kind of, you know, having a crack at gym culture. You're bench pressing teddy bears. People are crying. In real world, you're a big crier?
Yeah. I do cry, but easy. I cried this morning watching the Red Hot Chili Peppers documentary on my treadmill.
Incredible. What moment got you over? You saw a flea in that, like, sock. You go, oh, it's too much.
Dude, I know. No, it was so beautiful. And I do cry. Like, I don't cry like every day because like I stub my toe or like because like, you know, like whatever. But you know, a good movie, a good song, my family and friends and stuff, they make me cry. It's a good feeling.
I mean, I wanted to ask you while we have the opportunity, because I would see in comments on this video, the weights with the teddy bears, which obviously you have to see it to know, is that an intentional reference to SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah! Okay, you a big fan?
I'm a big SpongeBob fan, yeah. It's crazy how it really stands the test of time, but definitely watched a bunch as a kid, and now I definitely think about SpongeBob like probably once every other day.
That's awesome.
he's present in the mind. Yeah. It is a SpongeBob like concept album from Malcolm Todd someday.
100%.
Well, could it be a clue? We've been letting you know all morning. Malcolm Todd's cover, it is a song about a fictional character. So what do you think it is? 0439757555. Get those guesses in. We'll be back for Malcolm Todd's Like a Version after this. Triple
Like a Version
with Concetta and Luca.
Before Like a Version and after Like a Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3,
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written, and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Version on Triple J.
It's Concetta and Luca with you on your Friday morning. We have Malcolm Todd with us for Like a Version. We've got the original I Saw Your Face, but we are heading towards that cover. Now, before we get to it, Malcolm, you come from a talented family. We know this. Obviously, Audrey Herbert is your sister, but your dad was a writer for sitcoms, like Scrubs and The Middle, for anyone who didn't know that. We just want to ask, like, that's such an amazing and unique way to grow up. Did you pick up any of his humor? Was that like really influential on you?
For sure, yeah. I mean, I'm just a compilation of both my parents, but I think definitely my dad's humor has had a huge impact on me. And same thing with Audrey and my other siblings, Charlie and Elle. Yeah, we're definitely just four freaking clowns.
And you made a cameo in The Middle, is that right?
I did, yeah. I was a trick-or-treater, and I was in a baseball costume, and I was actually with my twin sister, and we were the two trick-or-treaters, and we had one line each. It was exciting.
What about, like, sort of the writing process? Obviously, like, being a comedy writer, quite different to being a musician, but did any of his sort of creative process rub off on you, do you think?
Yeah, I just think, like, a writer's a writer's a writer, and I think, I mean, naturally, I got into writing through, like, writing, like, for plays and stuff like in high school and like sketches and stuff. So I think I learned a lot in that. And my dad definitely, I think it's a gene, honestly. And I think he passed the writer's gene down to me.
That strain of creativity, it's strong in the DNA, clearly, because yourself and, like we say, Audrey Herbert. What's your earliest sort of musical memories with her around the place?
My mom, who's like definitely the more musical side, like, of the family, like, would have us, we had us singing together, like, just for like my grandma and my aunts and stuff, like, since I was like probably like 8.
Cute, like, and putting on a little show in the lounge room type situation.
Yeah, I just remember, like, it would be like all the relatives downstairs, and she'd be like, Malcolm, go play the piano, and Audrey and Charlie and Ella, and like, go sing grandma a Beatles song, and then we'd like all figure out a Beatles song and then sing it for her. But also all the aunts, there's a lot of relatives in my family. It's a big family. So it was like, it was packed out in there for sure.
We got a mosh pit full of only aunties.
For real. For real.
Now, I want to ask you this. You have a tattoo that commemorates you and Audrey's fear of birds. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Can I know, what's the origin story of the bird fear?
Dude, we just like both like don't like birds. Like that's just like our makeup, like. If we're like, we have like a family walk to the beach or something, like in LA, or like we go do something, like, and there's like birds, like me and Audrey will both be just like visibly tense, and like everyone else won't really care.
Visibly tense. Oh, do we ever get to a scream level?
I mean, if it's coming at you or it's ginormous, yeah. Like I'm down with pigeons and like other little cute birds, but like that seagull level and above, I'm so off that.
Did you in your time in Australia encounter the plover?
Dude, I don't know what the hell that is, but like
I
encountered a big bird and I was not feeling it. The big ones are genuinely terrifying.
No, yeah, I think you would have met an ibis for sure. You would have met our big birds who love bins, the juicy bins. I can just picture how tense and like wood in your body would go.
I don't even care if they had like a sign on them that said like friendly. I wouldn't believe it.
Well, we've got a very special guest to bring out right now. Uh-oh, sorry guys, no Like a Version this week.
No, we have kept the studio bird free for you, Malcolm Todd. Now it is time for us to hear your long-awaited cover. We gave the clue that the song is about a fictional character. Malcolm Todd, please tell us what song you chose to cover in the Like a Version studio.
I'll be playing Phoebe by my sister Audrey Hobart.
Incredible. Come incredible. On. Officially the first ever sibling covering a sibling for Like a Virgin. We've had both Billy and Phineas, but they didn't cover each other. We've had the Stones, but they didn't cover each other. And you've finally done it. Why this song?
Because, you know, I wanted to cover an Audrey song, and I think that's my favorite one. And it switches a lot, but this one's like the nearest and dearest to my heart. And I remember actually listening to the song for the first time and having such a moment with it. And so it's just like this full circle kind of big sister, little brother thing.
Oh my God, that is so beautiful. We are so, so excited. Let's not make people wait any longer. He's with us now and we're about to hear his cover of his sister's song in the Like a Virgin studio. This is Malcolm Todd with Vivi. Let's hear it.
I went to New York, 'cause a man in a suit told me you're gonna be a star. I said, yeah, I know, but it came out like, what, who, me? I took a walk on the beach, 'cause a guy doesn't like me, but even though I'm gonna be a star, guess I don't have it, guess I don't have it after all. But it's okay, 'cause my life is so exciting. Every night is like a party, 'cause I bit the bullet. I'm finally watching Friends. What took me so long, I say to no one, 'cause I'm alone all the time. But now I'm never lonely, not since I met Joey. But when I turn the lights off, Joey doesn't hold me. And in my darkest moment, I wonder if I met him out at a bar, and if he'd see me a perfect star and wanna take me home for that reason. Oh, why else would you want me? I think I got a fucked up face, and that thought used to haunt me till I fell into sweet embrace. Now I don't sweat the acne. It's a bitch, but it goes away. Who cares if I'm pretty? I feel like I'm pretty. I feel like it totally works when the blue in my skirt doesn't work with the blue in my top. And if I tried to be her, it falls so flat, you feel badly. But most of these days I feel the dull ache, and then I say stop, and then I feel great, 'cause it could be worse. I know, I know, I know it in the worst way. Guys, we rehearse this. Everything's okay, 'cause my life is so enticing. In the corner eating icing, it's a birthday party. These people are my friends. I'm saying so long, I miss their deep talk about someone they didn't invite. But I'd rather be lonely, counted out and homely. I know that he'll need me once he gets to know me. I wonder when I'll meet him. I wonder if he's sitting there at a bar, and if he likes him avant-garde. Just what they told me. 'Cause why else would you want me? I think I got a fucked up face, and that thought used to haunt me till I fell in the sweet embrace. Now I don't sweat the acne. It's a bitch, but it goes away. Who cares if I'm pretty? I feel like I'm Phoebe. I feel like the whole world. Yeah, I'm good, thanks for asking. That'd be awesome, but no worries if not. Best believe I get happy. Check it out, I made it this far. Had to dig deep inside me to find what I was looking for. It was right there inside me. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It was beautiful, beautiful. I'm Phoebe.
Love you, Audrey.
Yes, 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 yes. What a way to kickstart your freaking Friday morning on Triple J Breakfast, Concetta and Luca with Malcolm Todd for his Like a Virgin right there, covering his very own sister, Audrey Hobart. Phoebe, dude, how did it feel?
That felt good. That song is really like, there's a lot of words and not a lot of seconds. Like the word to second ratio is crazy, but I did it and I'm out of breath, but it feels good.
Man, it was sick. And to see this sort of like, you know, pop punkification almost of it, and with the glasses. Are you in your Rivers Cuomo era right now?
Sure, I'm whatever you want to be. It's that. I'm just hanging out.
Oh, I can't wait for her to see it. I can't wait for you to have that moment together. You covering her song. It's so beautiful. Malcolm, it's just been a pleasure talking to you and getting that cover. I mean, your second album, Do That Again, is out June 5th. And I love that you talk about it being your heart, and we cannot wait to get it and listen to it. When you look forward to the rest of your year, what do you see? What does it look like for you?
Just more of him, surrounding myself with, friends and family beautiful people and
SpongeBob.
The SpongeBob episodes of SpongeBob. Maybe playing some concerts around town, and maybe even into next year playing concerts. Who knows, who knows? But I think just letting this album live and continuing to have a blast and sing and dance.
It's awesome, man. Well, yeah, the taste we've got of it so far is incredible. Can't wait for the full album. Do That Again. It's out June 5. Thanks so much for hanging this morning.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It's awesome.
There it is. For Like a Version, it's Malcolm Todd in the books. Conchetta and Luca with you on Triple J Breakfast. Stick around. We'll let you know who's doing Like a Version next week.